At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
EAGLES. Eagles.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome in to a Wednesday edition of Football 24/7 as we kick off another day of content right here on Jacob Sports. Plenty of things to do, plenty of things to talk about. And the big news today, everybody, well, there's a couple pieces of big news I'll share with you today, okay? The big news today, though, everybody, is that this is the final day of the Philadelphia Eagles training camp practices that will be open to the media in totality. All right, so after this, it'll be the last one. There is no more of John actually getting to consume and watch full practices. I think they give them about 10 minutes later in the year, and they don't really show them much. So this is the final day of Eagles training camp practice open to the media. It's day number 18, and this will put a wrap on 2025 training camp with the preseason game on Football Friday this evening coming up. I want to welcome and thank everybody here for being here this morning. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to drop your comments down below in the chat. I see everybody in here. What's going on, everybody? Devin, what's up, my brother? Daz is in here. Crowley's in here. Ryan's in here. Ryan crying already. JD3 is in here. Crowley's in here. Twiz the Jigger. Twiz the Jigger is in here. What up, Twiz? Good to see everybody. My boy Joe Whip, Eagles fan 592, is crying as well. What's going on with all the tears this morning, everybody? What is going on with all the tears? My boy Prince! What up, Prince? Come on, Prince. So we got a good day of content ahead of us, everybody. We're going to have Johnny Mack joining in this morning. All right, I'll get John by phone, and he'll kind of give us his final thoughts or his update or what's on his mind as we go into the final day of training camp practice. Okay, Johnny Mack by phone set to join us here. You know, I got a couple good DMs over the night. Just about some things that they wanted me to talk about. So I'll kind of go into them. I want to thank, I think it was Latef. Let me make sure I got that right. I think it was Latef who sent me some things. Yeah, Latef Caffey. Appreciate you, Latef. They were good, man. I liked those. I liked those things that you sent me with Vic and safety and some of those other things. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And still plenty of things to talk about. I mean, I think the concerning thing is, and nothing overly concerning. I mean, look, guys, it's training camp. This is not where you win rings. You don't win rings in training camp. You don't iron out all the wrinkles in training camp. You just don't. Now, I will admit sometimes, you know, I fall victim to you only have what you have, right? You only can know what you know. And right now, this is all we got. This is all we got. All we got is training camp. So, you know, but this is not where dreams are made of. All right. This is not where it all happens. But, you know, I do think it's a little concerning that they've given us nothing in terms of the defense and, you know, cornerback, who's winning that job. Safety still seems to be wide open. Makuba seems to be the better player, but Makuba can't really stay on the field. I'm not really confident in Kelee Ringo. In fact, my confidence in Kelee Ringo is basically zero at this point. So you wonder about that. And then I feel pretty good, honestly, about the linebackers. I mean, how about those linebackers? You know, I mentioned to Johnny Mack last night, and I didn't want people to get upset about it, but, like, you don't think the Eagles are, like, looking like shit, man. We have too many good linebackers. You know, they paid Zach Bond a lot of money, and I think Bond was worth every dollar. But I do wonder if they're like, we got Campbell, we got Dean coming back. Trotter's playing well. Munden looks good. I don't think they regret any of those moves, but you spent a first-round pick on Campbell, and you signed big money for Zach Bond and all these other dudes. You know, Trotter, Dean, and Munden are also looking well. So that's pretty good. That's pretty positive on that front. I will say at the defensive tackle position, and we'll get to the edge. The edge is interesting, but the defensive tackle position, you know, is a big drop-off after three. I know everybody was like, oh, get rid of Thomas Booker. Hey, who cares? Jesus, the fifth defensive tackle. Okay. After Moro Ojomo and Jordan Davis, it's a fall from heaven. It's a fall from heaven to the underworld. All right, it is. We got Ty Robinson, who hasn't showed all that much. We have Gabe Hall, who, I don't know, he's Gabe Hall. Do we expect him to make an impact? Maybe he makes an impact. I don't know if he's, you know, a player you're confident in. At least we knew what Thomas Booker could do. So hopefully that trade pans out, because I don't think the interior of the D-line is as deep as we thought, okay? Is as deep as we thought. I see you guys trolling me yesterday. I guess the right word slipped, Robert B. It didn't come to me in the heat of the moment yesterday. The electrician handled what he needed to handle yesterday. You know, we're in this old house. This house was built in, I don't know, 1870, I think it was, 1850, 1860, maybe 1870. I know it was the late or mid to late 1800s, but things got knob and tube electric. You know, it had the whole breaker box downstairs, the entire electrical panel downstairs was half rust, completely. Like, you couldn't even flip a. So the house needed to get a lot of electrical work done, and the electrician was the man to handle the job. So shout out to those guys. That was pretty good. Anzalone Electric. All right, Anzalone Electric. You know, we had a couple of electricians come out, you know, and I was the guy that met them all. And I said, I'm hiring Anzalone. The Paisano knew what he was doing. The Paisano knew what he was doing. All right, hire that guy. Hire that guy. So we hired that guy, and he got the job done. So well done by him. All right, good stuff. All right, good stuff, Robert B. I appreciate you, brother. All right, Lamar checks in. What's up, Lamar? Okay, who the hell wakes up this early? Lamar, get your ass up. Get your ass out of bed and start to accomplish the task of the day. Come on, Lamar. Come on, Lamar. I appreciate everybody being here. We're going to talk to Johnny Mack this morning. I want to see what's on his mind. Nick Sirianni is set to speak today. Day number 18 of training camp. Final day of practice. All right. Final day of practice. So we'll see what happens out there today. If we get any other news, who speculates that they're keeping things away until the reporters are done? Until the reporters are done. Good to get that knob and tube out of there. Yeah, Joe, that's no good. You don't want knob and tube anymore. You know, this is an old home I'm in right here, Joe. This is a very old home. You notice how bad the lighting is? I ordered a ring light. All right, it's just like it makes me like orange. I don't. You can't even see the color of my awesome Kanga. All right, I got a corduroy Kanga on. You guys can't even see it. Tony C checks in. Z, can't wait for the season. Live from Fort Lauderdale Marina. How about that, Tony? Enjoy it, brother. The weather down there, I'm sure, is a lot nicer. Up here, it's not so nice this week. We got a Hurricane Erin out there, I guess, and it's kind of made it a gloomy day, a gloomy week. All right, Dirty Air. I can't even read that, Dirty Air. So you guys have some goofy minds. All right, Twiz checking in. I've been up since 4 while y'all sleeping. I'm getting shit done. Look at Twiz. All right, Twiz. Well done, my boy. Well done, Twiz. Well done. Orange or orange? Rich, who the fuck cares? Rich, what do you like, the grammar police? What is this, Ebonics? Come on, man. Appreciate you being here, though. All right. Good stuff. Let's go to Johnny Mack. John McMullen set to join us now. Final training camp practice set to commence in about an hour and 40 minutes. Nick Sirianni will speak at 9:40 this morning. Let's go to Johnny Mack right now. He's set to join us here on a morning edition of Football 24/7. Jay Mack, welcome to the show, man. How you doing on this Wednesday morning? Uh-oh, do I got you, John? Uh-oh, I do not have Johnny Mack. Here. We got a little technical issue. You there? Got you now, John.
Let me get back to you because I forgot to take the Wi-Fi off, and that mucks it up along the drive. So
All right, I got you. You can rejoin that.
All right.
All right, that's Johnny Mac. John will rejoin us here on Football 24/7. John said that was an eerie noise. I don't know what that noise was, but it was a little eerie. All right, check it in. A little eerie, okay? A little eerie. Check engine light. I don't think it was a check engine light. I might not be able to handle the electrical in this house, but I could probably handle a check engine light, Fleming. Probably handle a check engine light. Caught John in the middle of a knob and tube installation. I'm surprised that any of you guys even know what knob and tube is. Surprised. Who knows what knob and tube? I know JD3 is like, what the fuck is knob and tube? All right. I know Izzy B is like, what the hell is knob and tube? Oh, wait, no, I got my hands dirty. Rah. All right. Callie, what's up, Callie? Appreciate you, brother. Lamar says, I got no clue. JD3 says, never heard of it. I didn't think so, JD3. I didn't think so. Let's go back to Johnny Mac. Set to join us right here on Football 24/7. Johnny Mac, I got you now. How you doing this morning, brother, on a Wednesday morning?
Not so great. Hopefully better on air.
What do you mean, not so great, John?
Let's get this thing over with. We're not blocks. We're not.
What, with training camp?
Yes. Nobody's practicing. Nobody's playing. We got to get past these two humps, and then we can start talking about actual football. So, the next 2 days are kind of like all for the young guys who, and a lot of them aren't even going to be here. So that's where we are in the summer.
John, I'm going to pull a Nick Sirianni on you. Be where your feet are, Johnny Mac. Come on, John. Enjoy the day a little bit. You can't be so excited for what's to come tomorrow. You don't sit there and enjoy the moment in which we are in right now, John. Come on.
Yeah, well, next part, this is a conflux of which Kevin Petullo said yesterday. You know, they started a little bit of prep for Dallas. They're working out a plan for practices. And they're working a plan for the game for the young guys who, you know, obviously he gave it up. But anybody with any common sense knows they're not playing anybody of value against the Jets. So that's what they are. They're doing three things at once. So if Nick says one want to be where your feet are, look in the mirror, big guy, because you're not where your feet are. This is a bullshit 3 days, and I'm not going to lie to you.
Johnny Mac coming in a little fired up this morning. Holy moly. John, Nick is set to speak. Speaking of him, what do you want to hear from him this morning, John? There's still a lot of questions on this team after 18 training camp practices. I assume they're waiting for you guys to depart before they make their final decisions on who will start in that week one battle versus the Cowboys. What do you want to hear from Nick today? You going to give him any tough questions?
Well, I mean, Nick's well-versed. It doesn't matter what you ask him. He's well-versed on deflecting. He'll filibuster. He'll get his 15 minutes in and get out. No, he's not going to admit who the starters are because he doesn't have to. He said that four or five times. By no means do they not know who the starters are going to be. I don't believe that. I said that yesterday for a millisecond. They want to keep it close to the vest. Nick is obsessive with any potential advantage, even if it seems silly. Not knowing for Dallas who might be starting at different positions on defense. But the idea that the Eagles are going to make a decision on these positions based on this practice, which may be indoors, maybe not. It's supposed to clear up. We'll see. I'll see when I get down there. Based on this practice and based on a game against the New York Jets where nobody of value is playing it, is just, you know, that's silly. They know. They're not going to say, but they know. And, you know, the only difference is how he might throw a curveball by acquiring somebody. That could change things. But as far as the guys in camp, they know. Nobody's winning a job against the Jets in preseason or in this practice today.
John, you mentioned acquiring a player. I saw your tweet this morning about the Vikings. Addison, I guess, is out. Maybe a potential trade candidate for Jahan Dotson, John. Does that make sense or no?
Yeah, I brought that up earlier in the week for people who were paying attention. They have a young edge rusher by the name of Gabe Murphy. Addison is suspended for the first three games. They have injuries as well for the guys who were projected to fit in for him. And the Eagles made that trade for John Metchie. So, I mean, it seems like they have an overabundance of wide receivers. Now, I have no idea if they like Gabe Murphy. It's all speculation. He had a good preseason. He's fourth there on the edge rushing chart. They have a very good edge rushing situation. So, you know, just putting two and two together, it makes a lot of sense. But they have to like the player. And I have no idea if they like the player. But it makes a lot of sense because not only does Minnesota need a receiver, they need a punt returner. And Jahan can return punts and is the backup, you know, one of the backup punt returners here. So it fits both sides. But, you know, that's just throwing it out there in case I get it right. And then I can brag about it.
There you go, John. I do think they're going to bring somebody in. I don't know when or who it would be or at what position, because it could be a corner, could be an edge defender, could be any, I don't know. They brought in a wide receiver. I don't think anybody expected that. So you never know where Howie's going to go, but it is for sure that they have a couple pieces, John, that they could move based on the way the roster is built right now. Anyone else stick out, John, outside of Jahan Dotson? I think the other name that clearly comes to mind would be a guy like Kelee Ringo. If he's not going to win out that job, maybe he becomes a trade piece. Anybody else, John?
No, those are the two top ones because, you know, in the case of Kelee, it's, you know, somebody likes him from the draft, and obviously everybody likes his traits. And they need a corner. You might take a chance on him, but he's not getting cut. Anybody who thinks he's getting cut is off base. I could see them moving him, especially if they want to keep Eli Riggs, which I don't know if they do, but if that factors into it. And they have, as crazy as this summer has been at the cornerback position, I think a lot of people realize they're deeper than most teams at cornerback. And by that, I mean, you know, you don't want to see guys like Eli Riggs play as a starter. But as a backup, he's better than most deep backups in the NFL. Same would be true of Ringo. Great special teams player, all that stuff. So they're actually deeper. The problem is they don't have a ready-made cornerback, too, who has to play.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They got a bunch of backups. It's great that they got depth with backups, but do they have a damn starter? It doesn't really seem
like. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they'll probably cobble it together with Adoree until Tekorian is ready, if he's ever ready. But that's probably the plan. And you got to make do with what you have. You can't go get everything. Even the best teams have holes, and you just got to mask those holes as best way possible, and that's sort of the strength of Big Fangio.
We'll see what they end up doing with it, Johnny Mac. A lot of different ways to go, a lot of different moves to make here. Closing out training camp, John. I know you're excited to close out training camp. What do you expect to see on the field today? Anything? I mean, you didn't sound very excited to be going.
Well, if you paid attention to what happened yesterday, it's going to be the same as yesterday. I mean, Devontae's not going to practice. AJ's not going to practice. Jordan's not going to practice. Landon's obviously still out.
Well, why do they even have Jalen Hurts practice if none of those guys practice? It doesn't make sense.
Well, I think the guys who are completely healthy practice, and he's completely healthy. If those guys were – again, they're not making up injuries. But if there's anything – even remotely wrong, they're going to sit them down and be precautionary and very cautious. That's just the way they're handling it.
Right.
And it's not a lot of teams do it. A lot of teams don't. You have some old school teams, Baltimore, Kansas City, Andy Reid, John Harbaugh. You have some old school teams. But it's hard to argue with the – I don't like it. It's not fun watching these dreadful practices. I don't like it, but it's hard to argue with. It's been very successful for
them. Yeah, right.
But in the moment, it tends to be a little bit ugly. And I think you hear all that noise. Oh, they haven't had a good training camp. Well, their offense has probably been together for, I hesitate to guess, 50 reps? Maybe?
You don't seem to think that's going to be any concern, though, for them in the season.
Well, no. I said early in the season they might be a little bit ugly. But I think long-term, no, it's not going to matter. I mean, their starters are going to be playing into football game shape, and not only from a conditioning standpoint, but from a chemistry standpoint, from a standpoint of playing together. They're going to be doing that on the fly against Dallas and probably a couple weeks in. But the same thing happened last year in Brazil. I mean, that was a very ugly game, very ugly game. And the Eagles were able, the Eagles were able to persevere and win the game. So that's your hope. There's going to be some ugly football, but that you're so talented, you get some wins. You know, obviously you can't start 0-4, but if you start 2-2 again, I wouldn't panic by any stretch, because eventually those guys are going to hit their stride and start to out-talent people. I think that's the reality of how the Eagles do things now. They're playing, they're getting sharp in those first two or three regular season games.
Well, they got a tough first couple games. I don't think you want to drop them all, but hopefully they can prevail and win a couple. And, John, I don't think you can say the same on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe offense, okay, we can bully teams. We can do what we want to do. We can impose our will. I don't think you can do that with the defensive side of the ball. Now, to be fair, the defense has played a lot more through the preseason and training camp. But they're not as good of a unit as the offense. Or at least
no, well, not on paper. But, I mean, they weren't last year on paper, and they ended up being better than the offense.
Do you expect that to happen again?
I don't. But, you know, if Jalen Carter has a big season and turns into an all-pro, and Quinyon Mitchell looks like he's looked, and Zach Bond follows up on his all-pro season, and not statistically necessarily, but playing at an all-pro level, and Jihad Campbell turns into a difference maker early, there's a lot of upside. Now, with that said, there's also a lot of downside, I would say. If Jalen Hunt doesn't hit, if Nolan Smith gets hurt, if Moro Ojomo doesn't live up to the hype, if the cornerback two position is a disaster, if the safety position opposite Reed is a disaster, there's a lot of room for going in the negative direction as well. But at least they have that upside. The worst spot to be in is having a bad defense or even a mediocre defense on paper, and you have no real upside from it. I think the Eagles have some upside. And obviously Vic will be a big advantage in most games as the coordinator. So, you know, but how they've handled things is they've handled things same way on defense. They just have more competition and more guys have stayed healthy. But they were very cautious with Zach Bond when he got a back contusion. And they were very cautious at the start of camp with Jalen Carter when he was dealing with an issue. So they handle things the same way. If anybody's got a tweak, they're going to hold them out.
How much do you think some of these injuries, John, could impact the 53, just the initial cut in the 50? Again, I don't think any of these injuries are crazy long-term, but And there's nothing to be seriously worried about with some of the top guys. But I don't know, 50, you know how it is, John. You know, crafting your initial 53, there's kind of an art to it. It's not always a meritocracy all the way through. How much do you think that could impact that initial cut down? You know, maybe if a guy like Johnny Wilson, I don't know, is hurt. How do you think that impacts it?
Well, two guys are going to go on injured reserve designated to return. Johnny, you know, might be significant. We have to see as I get down there. And obviously that would open up a roster spot if you're talking about anything season ending. If not, he could be one of those candidates for to designate to return that you can place on the IR now. They changed that rule. You have two players you can put on IR that can come back. It used to be if you put anyone on IR before the season, they were done for the season. Now you have those two loopholes, and the Eagles will use them. Usually with a young player, they did it last year with Anaya Smith, or a veteran they want to bring back last year with Nick Gates. So offensive line is a place to keep an eye on, but that's not relevant with the top tier players, obviously. That's more relevant. All right, do you want to keep Cam Williams? So maybe you have to cut Brett Toth and then put him on the practice squad and elevate him and do that kind of stuff. That's more for the back end of the roster, guys.
Yeah, we'll see what they end up doing with that front. So, John, Nick Sirianni said to speak pre-practice this morning, wrapping up training camp. Our final night show, John, will be tonight. I know you're excited about that as well.
Well, I hope everybody tunes in. I will try to amp up my excitement, but don't get too overreactive to this practice today. I'm telling you that right now.
I don't think anybody can get overreactive.
I hear a lot of bad practice talk and this. And guys are, and the offense looks bad. Look who was out there yesterday. I mean... You don't have A.J. Brown. You don't have Devontae Smith. You don't have Jordan Mailata. You don't have Landon Dickerson. All right. Yeah, the offense didn't play that well. If they don't have those four guys against Dallas, they're going to probably be in trouble. They're going to have three. They might have all four. And Dallas Goedert as well. I should add him. So he didn't play either. I mean, some of the alarmism about the bad practices is, you know, the conflation of treating everything like a game, the conflation of treating everything like, you know, guys who are getting first-team reps like Brett and Matt Pryor at left tackle is not even comfortable there. And, you know, Grant Calcaterra and Darius Cooper and players like that should step in and, hey, everything's humming.
Abe checks in. He says, to play devil's advocate, isn't the QB supposed to elevate everyone else?
Well, you know, I personally think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. I don't think he's elevating this group as it's constantly practicing. But quarterbacks elevate. I think Jalen elevates players. But, I mean, yeah, again, I think – I said this. I think most fans and most – I'm not going to pick on Philadelphia fans, but most fans in most cities think they got great players up and down in depth and this and that, and they should step in and do the job. And I said, you know, what makes the Philadelphia Eagles the top 20 players? And then from 21 to 53, they're Cleveland. Same as Cleveland. Not bad. Not good.
Well, they had some good depth players last year. I agree with your sentiment of it's not as good as people think. But last year, they had pretty good depth, John. I mean, think about some of the guys that came in last year and really contributed. Isaiah Rodgers, Oren Burks, even late in the year. I mean, Fred Johnson when he was needed. Tyler Steen in a reserve role. There was a lot of good reserve players last year. I don't know if they have that depth this year.
Oh, well, they persevered. I think if you look at it individually, Tyler, with the exception of Oren, who played well, Isaiah as well played well. Tyler did not play well, and that was part of the concern. They persevered. Fred did not play well, especially when you compare him to Jordan, but they persevered because they were a really good team. That's what you want. And by the way, those are good backups. I'm not saying they're not good backups. Those are good backups. That's what you want. You want to be able to stick somebody in and persevere. Now, from the standpoint of Oren catching lightning, you know, you give Vic some credit, you give the scheme some credit. But, you know, that's a guy who's been around 7 years or so, has played a lot of football. He's never played that well. Sometimes you just get a run, and they got a run. He got a nice little 2-year deal out of it, but he got 2 years and $5 million. It's not like, you know, they're more talented at backup linebacker now than they were with Oren Burks, but, you know, they don't have the same veteran savvy. So, you know, maybe somebody who's got to come into the situation that he came in, it would maybe the moment's too big. A lot of things could go wrong with a young player, and you miss some of that veteran steadiness. But, and then Rodgers, I think, was a good cornerback three. And part of that is being able to, like a utility guy in baseball, I always use that comparison, be ready at the moment. And that's a trait. And maybe you don't have that. But, I mean, they have a bunch of good backups at corner, as we said at the start of the show. They don't have a starter. And I don't think Isaiah is a starter. I know everybody's making that assumption and leap. But I think if he had to play 900, 1,000 snaps, I think he'd start to get exposed. And you're probably going to see that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This year, if he remains a starter. So, but they were good backups, but the point of good backups is to persevere, not to excel.
Makes sense. Speaking of it, I don't think you're going to see much today, John. Probably going to see a lot of those backups today at practice. We'll keep an eye on everything that happens today. Final day, day number 18. John, your final thoughts before I let you run, brother. Nick Sirianni set to speak this morning. Not sure if there's something that you guys I think is really worth getting out of him. I think obviously the Mechie trade is probably something he'll be asked about and what it has to do with Dotson. He's not going to answer, but I'm sure he'll be asked about it, John.
No, and I don't want to say John's had a very good camp. And I'm not trying to say they're looking to trade him. Just, you know, you have to give up something to get something. And that's a logical player. That they have some depth, and now they have more depth with Mechie that they could probably – and the second part is they don't use that role that much anyway. So as the third receiver. In this offense, it's not a highly trafficked position, so you could probably get away with a lesser player, and it won't show up that much. So to me, he'd be one of the logical players you could move if you're trying to get something back. We'll and not a draft pick, but a player.
Right. We'll see what they end up doing with it. Johnny Mac, good stuff this morning, brother. Get down there safely to the NovaCare complex, and we'll talk to you this evening on Birds 365.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. There's Johnny Mac. John McMullen joining us right here on Football 24/7. Johnny Mac came in hot today, everybody. J-Mac came in like a blaze of glory. How about that? All right. How about that? Look at Prince. Prince says, Jesus, I understand how Jesus felt after turning water into wine. Someone in the back probably said, damn, no whiskey. Prince! Come on, Prince! Johnny Mac was fired up this morning, wasn't he, Prince? Wasn't he, Prince? This dude, Johnny Mac, was not happy this morning. He came in ready to, like, he was in an inferno when he came in here. Dirty Air says, I don't like it. I think Jalen and Dotson have solid chemistry this year and will make the offense exponentially better. I don't know if I would use the term exponentially, Dirty Air, but I don't know if Jahan Dotson will make the offense exponentially better. I know you know what an exponent is. Maybe like, I don't know, to the power of what? To the power of two, three? Four wide receiver sets. I don't think so, Rich. Derek says, I think JB is going to take that cornerback spot. We'll see. Kyle says, Justin Simmons here after Makuba injury. I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that. Do you want to, Kyle, if we signed Justin Simmons, would you be like, oh, I'm confident now? I don't really know. Like, I don't think he would do it for me. But maybe he would. I don't know. I'm sure he knows. I mean, he knows how to play, so that would help you. Maybe through the power of one. There you go, Fleming. I knew Fleming would come out of the wood. As soon as I brought up a math equation, I knew this dude, Brian Fleming, would appear. Curtis says, Dotson goes from two catches to four catches. That's two to the power of two. There you go. J-Mac really thinks Bennett is winning CB2. He did say in the long term he thinks it's going to be Bennett. Not super long term, but maybe not week one, but he's going to be the guy. We'll see. I don't know. Does anybody really feel good about cornerback two right now? I don't. I know Prince does, because Prince doesn't think there's a problem anywhere on the face of the earth. Prince thinks it's just like sunshine, peaches, cream, and rainbows. That's it. That's Prince's world. Man, Prince, I wish I could live in your world for a couple minutes. Fucking guy doesn't think there's a thing wrong in the world. This guy, Prince. That's because Prince was in the slammer, so he knows that it's all good out here. Zeal says, does anyone know the derivative of an exponential function? Zeal, don't activate my math mind right now. Thomas says, is AJ's hamstring injury the same one that kept him out last year? It's a good question, Thomas. I don't know if it's the same one. I should ask that question. Something to the power of one is just the number in its normal state. I thought that was the case, Almighty Lambo, but I haven't done math in 10 years since I left college. Prince, who the F's? Look at now he's crying. Oh, my God, Prince, I give you a compliment. Now you're in tears? Jeez, you're more emotionally reactive than I thought. Like Johnny Mack this morning. The emotions are seeping out of your earlobes. All right. Good night. Steve Ike says, J-Mac gives us his real opinion. I respect that. He doesn't BS us. No, he doesn't. He does not. I'm not reading that. Lamar says, I'm going to leave if I hear another Pythagorean theorem. Lamar, that's pretty good, brother. Lamar, that's pretty good. All right, that's pretty good. That is pretty good from Lamar. I'm with you, Lamar. So what are we talking about here? Talk about football. Prince and Zeal. Prince Zeal says, that's an easy math question. All right, Zeal, so go fucking teach a math class at your nearest university. I don't give a rat's ass. And this chat... That's a good one, Dirty Air. This chat has become pretty obtuse. Definitely not acute, that's for sure. Big Trag says, we moved the ball all the way to the Lombardi, Crowley. All right, so you're chirping it. Big Trag. Big Trag, you always come in swinging, Big Trag. Big Trag loves to come in swinging. Oh, that's funny. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. There you go, Zeal. Monkey, get over to Mark Holmes. Mark Holmes is a good dude. Fly Eagle says, why does Sills live off of doubting and shitting on Eagles practice? I don't know what you mean. Cilio is not as eternally optimistic as you are. He does a good show. Newton's Law, there you go. Hey, Almighty Lambo, I don't know what's going on. A lot of big words being thrown around here. I didn't even finish my cup of coffee yet. Good cup, though. Good cup. Jay Perfect says, do you think they have something up their sleeve? Big trade or something? I don't think big. I don't think big trawl is – I don't think big trade is happening. Not to be confused with big trag. I don't think a big trade is coming, no. I really don't. I mean, define big trade, Jay Perfect. Define big trade. I mean, they just traded for John Mechie. I don't really know why they did that, but they did. Is Jahan Dotson on the outs? Give me a yes or no in the chat. Is Jahan Dotson done? Is Jahan Dotson done in Philly? I don't think so, but maybe. I do think it's funny. Like they've been talking about this guy. Oh, Jalen Hurts has been working with Jahan all summer. Oh, my gosh. Jahan is ready to have a big year. Holy moly. Jalen and Jahan in Houston are working out together. And now it's like, they traded for John Mechie in August 18th. It's like, huh? I thought Dotson was about to have a big year. ZM says, I think so. Joe says no. Deshae says no. Lambo says no. Eduardo says next year, possibly. Next year, he's not under contract anymore. Come on, Eduardo. Wake up and smell the roses. Robert B says, Z, did you ever look up the history of your house? Wonder if George Washington Cousins might have lived in your house. Maybe. This is a – Cape May is a very historic place. There's a lot of history here in Cape May. Robert, I don't know, though. I don't freaking know. I think I have looked up the history of this house. The only history I know is that my grandmother bought it in like the 70s. My grandmother and my grandfather, I told you guys that story, liquidated his credit cards. Grandma went to church, prayed a rosary, said up the offer by $500 and they won it. Or up the offer by $1,000, they won the bid by $500. Philly 559 says, Yo Z, CBs are roaches. Gave you no props. They told Merrill you were on some show talking about Jalen's story. Who's CBs? Oh, CBS. I don't give a shit, dude. I don't need credit from anybody. Give a fuck. Everybody, so many people in this industry could care about that way too much. Dude, give me credit. Dude, I don't give a fuck. All right? I don't give a rat's ass. I don't give a rat's ass. I want to make good content for the great people that listen and tune in every single day. I don't give a shit about the nerds and media across the sports world. Because let me tell you, there are so many more nerds in my industry than you think. So many more nerds and suckers and losers. Oh, my goodness. Makes me sick to my stomach. Makes me sick to my stomach. All right. He says, I know you don't care. I was upset for you. Where was it, 559? I didn't even see it. All good, man. It is what it is. It is what it is. Some Black says, Xander, what do you think about our game against the Vikings? I think it'll be a tough game for us. What, in the regular season? I'm not worried about the damn Vikings. They got a good defense. I think Brian Flores will have a good defense in that game. Probably force Jalen to play the game from the pocket more than normal. Probably will bring a lot of pressure on Jalen Hurts. And, outside of that, I don't think it'll be crazy hard. I mean, they have a rookie or a quarterback that's never played in the NFL. Does anybody really think that quarterback is going to lead that team to 13, 14 wins? I don't. The guy was the caboose on the national championship, right? He didn't have to do shit in when he won the Natty at Michigan. I don't really think that guy is that good, J.J. McCarthy. I'm not worried about the Vikings. The Vikings got some good players. I don't know. I'm not worried about the game versus the Vikings. Kyle Chaney says, no matter the progress reported, I feel like Dotson is definitely on the block. Too many picks to play around. I agree, Chaney. And they brought in Mechie, which is a little odd. All right. I don't see Tristan McCollum hype. Lamar, if Tristan McCollum's our starting safety, we got problems. All right. If Tristan McCollum's our starting safety, we got problems. Bombay says, remember the Tampa game? We had John Ross and Paris Campbell as the wideouts. Now we have Jahan and Mechie. If someone goes down, it's an upgrade. That's a fair point, Bombay. It's a fair point. John Ross and Paris Campbell are not it. All right. Jay brings up an interesting one here. He says, only reason is too many trades in such a short time with a lot of players that need to be paid. Jahan, Jordan Davis, and Keeley, possible trades for another player. I don't think Jordan Davis is getting traded. I don't think Jordan Davis is getting traded. Why would they do that? Oh, okay, Tom Black. He's going to the Vikings game via Jacob. Let's go. So you got in on the Savvy Seats deal. Love it, Sunblack Ninja. Appreciate you being here, brother. That's awesome. I think we're gonna beat the piss out of him. How about that, Sunblack? Now you want to give me a bet? You want me to give you a better answer? We're gonna beat the fucking brakes off the crappy, shitty Minnesota Vikings. Screw them. We're gonna make JJ McCarthy wish he stayed in school. How about that? How about that, Sunblack Ninja? Dirty Air says, that would be exponentially dumb to trade Jordan Davis before the season. I agree. Zid, why don't you correct Sills on Mechie's name? Guys think Mechie is effing Irish, calling him John O'Meachie. All right, Ryan. I have never seen somebody that cries more than Ryan. The guy is perpetual tears. And the worst part is, well, the best part, but the worst part, is he's here all day and he does it. He doesn't stop. 6 hours he's here. And he cries the entire time. Ryan, I hope for your own sake that when you check out of the Jacob Sports chats, that you can wear a smile on your face a little bit more than you're able to do when you're here. Holy moly, Ryan. Now you're crying about the pronunciation of a name. Oh, my goodness. Antonio says, Bond coupled with JC is going to be a serious nightmare for the rest of the league. Facts. Go Birds. I agree with that. Ryan says, it's just my shtick. Okay, Ryan. Cheer up, dog. Cheer up, bro. Prince says, Xander better be careful with saying that name. Prince, I don't need to be careful about shit. I'm uncancelable. How about that, Prince? How about that, Prince? Uncancelable. Swagger says, Ringo might be attracted to Pete Carroll for the Raiders. He likes his type of a more physical. Swagger, that's actually a good point. He does love those bigger corners. And they're the ones who sent us Jacorian. But why do we send him Thomas Booker instead of Ringo? You know? I don't know. Maybe they weren't out on Ringo yet at that point. But now I feel like our defensive tackle depth isn't that good. I mean, after Moore with Jomo and Jordan Davis, it's a fall from the ether. Ty Robinson, he don't look too good, at least for year one. All right? At least for year one. What's the bigger need, D-line or safety? Well, you could maybe say edge. I don't know, Jay. The problem with edge is that we're already banking on players getting a lot better in Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. And that's just the base layer. That's not even the depth. The depth is a whole other game. The starters, we're banking on them being better. And there's no guarantee in the NFL world that people get better. That's just how it works. All right. Which needs an upgrade more? Probably the edge and then probably safety. Got to at least be. I'm patient with them. I'm patient with him. I'm saying the 25, though. We got a season to play, Almighty Lambo. I can't sit here and wait for 2026 and 2027 and say, oh, we were just waiting for Ty. You know, come on, man. He hasn't played at all, man. He's a youngster. Be patient with him. Give us till 2026. No, we got a season to play and a game to win, Almighty Lambo. I mean, come on, man. It says Jacob ZK. Some blacks go to a Viking game. That's pretty funny. I can't control his name, Twizzler. I can't control his name. Some black ninja, they're on my ass about your name. I don't know what they want from me. This is your name and you choose it. All right? Good night. Good night. Ringo needs to be damn safety. He have everything in front of him. It'd be much easier for his stiff hits. Then we won't waste the talent. He can't play safety, dude. I don't know why everybody thinks that Ringo would just get converted to safety and everything would be okay. There we go. Like, no, I don't think so. Sean Mims, what's up, Sean? He says, hope the CJ move that hurt us something. Hope the CJ move that hurt us. Something must be wrong with Jay Simmons. I don't think something's wrong with him, but... Fly Eagle says, Shelby GT350 or your C8? Daz is saying Shelby. If you say Shelby 500 GT500, I'm probably. I don't know. I'm looking. I told you guys my car channel is officially on the up, and it is now earning. It is qualified for the YouTube monetization. So I got some money coming in on that channel. And if I get to a point where it makes enough, I'm adding another one. And then what I'm adding is probably going to be a GT500. I don't think I'm going to go 350. 350s are nice, but I'd want to go the R. The R is pretty sick, though. They're all pretty sick, dude. I love them all. I think they're all awesome cars, to be honest with you. I really do. C8ZR1. Now we're talking, Tony. ZR1, dude. ZR1X goes crazy. ZR1, ZR1X. I love that that big intake on the hood of those ZR1Xs, too, or ZR1s. They're pretty badass. Fastest American production car ever, ZR1. I just like the – Izzy says GT350, too. I just like the menacing look of the GT350. But the GT500 is pretty sick, too. Abid says, hey, Z, big Jacob fan, started with their post games in 23, but Birds 365 is where it's at. Any other shows on the channel? Yeah, National Football Show with Dan Cilio. We'll have pre and post game this year with me, Johnny Mac, and Big Sills. We'll have This Week in Pro Football with Pat Callahan on Thursday nights. So that should be coming back. Little update for you guys on Pat. I haven't told anybody this on the channel, but and I'm maybe I should wait because I'm still waiting to hear from him. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait. Pat's dealing with some things in his personal life that are really heavy. All right, that are really heavy, and he wants to do the show. Obviously, he loves the show. He loves doing it here. He wants to, you know, he really wants to do it. But Pat is dealing with some personal health things that are honestly pretty sad, to say the least. Okay, I'll say this. Appreciate the moment you have because you really – you just don't know when what's going to happen. You don't know when it's going to end. You don't know how much longer you got on this earth. You just don't. So enjoy each moment, man. Enjoy each moment for sure because I appreciate you guys saying prayers for Pat because he definitely needs him. He definitely needs him, man. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's definitely heavy. Honestly, when I was first told about it, I like literally couldn't get out of my head for a day. I was like, "What the fuck?" It's like, "What the fuck, man?" All right. So yeah, keep praying for Pat. We hope he's all good, but we'll see, man. We'll see. Get a Mopar. Hobo says get a Mopar. I had a Mopar. I might get another Mopar truck. I might get another Ram. I don't know. I've been looking at trucks because I got to get a truck, and I don't know, man. I'm still not convinced on going away from my Ram. I love my Ram truck. Z would have loved being his age when I was his age back in the day of the muscle car SS396 GTO Dodge Short. Yeah, they were all epic. Swagger, they were really epic. They were really epic. All right, they were really epic. This guy says, Big Z, skip the steps and get an old R34. ZM, I don't think I could do it, my dude. I'm not a – do I look like a Nissan guy to you? Do I look like a guy that drives a Nissan? I don't know, man. I know they're cool. I get it. I know people love them. I just don't. It's just not me. It's not my style. It's not my style, man. Big Z, add a truck to your channel. Tony, you want to see what truck I'm looking at right now? I think it's fucking mean as shit. Depending on how much my channel grows, which I will say my views have in the last month have been really good on that channel. Let me find this truck I want you guys to see. Look at this truck. This is the truck I want to get. I'll pull it up. Look at this thing. Look at this Raptor with the blue. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, folks? Imagine that on the channel, Tony. That thing is sick. Woo! I love the blue, man. The only thing I don't like is the suede. I already got suede on my interior. Look at the suede. That shit gonna get trashed in the truck? I don't know, man. I don't freaking know. We'll see. Yeah, it's all right. James doesn't like it. You look like a Lexus guy. Tody, I am not a Lexus guy. No, I'm not a Toyota or a Lexus guy. All right. I'm neither of the above. All right. Pumper says, Jesus, a Ford, SMH. I don't know, Pump. I'm on the back and forth. All right. I go back and forth. Somebody called me about a Dark Horse. I got a great deal on a Dark Horse. It's like 20K off MSRP. There's only got 1,800 miles on it. I was like, that could be interesting. Yeah, most of the Raptors are short beds. That doesn't bother me too much. Fix or repair dead or found on road dead, Twiz. Sean said, I would like to see Dylan on goal line, less hits on Hurts, and give him 10-plus carries to keep Barkley strong. That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. All right. It's not a bad idea. But I don't think they're going to use him in that way, Sean. I really don't, man. Wow. Do you got the Coyote F-150? Those are awesome, dude. Dad says, fix or repair. Dad, just a couple of minutes ago, you said GT350. Steve says, buy American. Yes, sir, Steve. I'm American all the way. TRX over the Raptor? I don't think so, man. I used to think that, and then I grew up. TRX is, meh. TRX is not. They're nice. Don't get me wrong. I like them when I see them, but be a man. Get a diesel. I love people like that. All right? I love people like that. ZM says, that's the only Nissan I like, but I would take everything else named. I don't know what you're saying there. Z, you're like an IROC 370Z. No, I'm not. I'm really not. I promise you I'm not. Okay? Sorry, we've been yapping about cars now for 20 minutes. It's always happened. Somebody brings up a car, and then I yap about it for 20 minutes. Go subscribe to ZK's Garage, everybody. Go subscribe to ZK's Garage. I'm going to film a commercial for ZK's Garage and air it in the Jacob Stop Sets this year. All right. How about that? I'm going to film a commercial for it. Daz says, I love my Ford trucks and Stangs. Me too, Daz. The Ford, I think, does do a really good job with the trucks, man. Add a bike and I'll sub. Izzy, I'm not driving a bike. Oh, damn. Way off, I guess. You're off, James, for sure. The bulk of Toyota Fly Eagles, no matter what you say, no matter how many comments you make, I won't be buying a Toyota. You sound like M. Reyes. Get a taco. No, thank you. Yep, Philly Don, this is the truth. He says, no such thing as an American-made vehicle. Most parts come from overseas, unfortunately. Philly Don, that's the truth, brother. They all do. I like the old Corvette. The which one? The C7? C7's pretty sick. C6, ZR1, that's a sick car. C6, ZR1. Before C6 is meh to me, but C6, sick. C7s, I love. I think C7s are probably the meanest looking vet. But Sunblacks is in there. What comes with the ticket purchase? How good are the tickets? They're really good tickets. Sunblack, you got to text Krause and see what's going on. He'll answer more of your questions. He's working directly with the Savvy Seats guys. I'm doing more of the day-to-day on the content. So text him again and ask him some of your questions. But I know this. They're very good tickets. They're not upper-level tickets. They're good. What about like an M8 Coupe? You know, ZM, back in the day, it was like one of the things I really wanted was a DeShay says, I don't like sports cars because of the insurance rates. Well, DeShay, tell me this. I had a 2019 truck with 65,000 miles on it. And my insurance wasn't bad on it. It was fine. I got a C8 Corvette. My insurance went up $160 in a 6-month span. Like $160. That's not going to stop me from getting a car. $160 freaking. You know, I was pleasantly surprised, DeShay. I was expecting it to be a lot worse. And I'm dailying mine. You know, I called Corvette Museum because they'll insure it for cheaper because they know most people just put them in their garage and leave them there. put 1,000 miles on it a year. I'm like, dude, I don't do that. I've already got 2,200 miles on mine since I got it a month and a half ago. But yeah, it's not much more. Really not much more. Wasn't crazy at all. Trucks are good. Trucks are expensive. Trucks are pretty expensive to insure. All right. Zeal, that's my issue. If I had more than one car, it would be cheaper. If I had to buy the tickets, they would cost as much as the advertising. I'm not sure what you're saying, Primo. Dirty Air says, John's take is driving me nuts on them. They need to hope to persevere the first four games when we play Dallas, KC, Rams, and Ball. I agree, Dirty Air. It's like, what? Did he forget who's lining up opposite them? I'm not really sure. They got a tough early schedule. They have a really tough early schedule for sure for this team. All right. Really tough early schedule. Now I got this Raptor open up on my screen. It looks damn good. I'll tell you that much. Love the blue. I'm a sucker for blue. For blue cars. All right, everybody. Appreciate you being here this morning. Good show as always. Great stuff from Johnny Mac. All right. Appreciate all of you guys. Thanks for doing it this morning. Thanks for checking in here on the show. We'll be live 2 to 6 today, National Football Show. And then 6 to 8, Birds 365. So still plenty of content set to come today. It's the final day of training camp practice, which is pretty crazy. All right, but that means the season's right around the corner. Antonio says, trucks simply hold their value. Antonio, get a load of this. I got my last truck. I bought it used. I bought it for, I don't know, 45 grand, I'm going to say. 45 grand. Had 30,000 miles on it when I bought it. And the MSRP on it was like 70 grand. So I got it majorly depreciated, which was good. It's always a good thing to do that if you're getting the right car. All right. I drove it from 33 or 32,000 miles to 68,000 miles. I traded it in at 68,000 miles. I got 37 grand on trading. 37 G. The thing cost me 6 grand in 3 years. The thing cost me 6 grand in 3 years to drive that car almost 40,000 miles. I was like, that is a steal. That is a freaking steal. So, great show, Big Z. Even though I missed the first half hour, got to watch replay later. Thanks, Billy Don. Appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Tony says, wow, you got a really good deal. Yeah, it's one of the reasons I got a C8 because I had such a good deal on my truck that I was able to move into the C8 pretty easily. All right. Jason Gates says, everyone seems to forget our starters are on the bench right now, but come the ball game, we go balls to the wall, baby. Go Birds. No doubt, Jason. We'll see who's out there. We'll see who's out there. All right. So appreciate all of you guys. Hit that like button. Thank you for being here. Plenty of content still yet to come. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES. Eagles.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.